today. But with us now, and somebody who's been taking a lot of time off in a lot of ways, is Andrea Dennis, the host of Pet Talk. Remember that? It's been probably about, what, 4 months, Andrea?
we've been nonstop at the animal hospital.
Yeah, well, I know you're working like crazy there, but how about being on the show with Pet Talk?
Oh, yeah, my other weekend job. I miss it too, Ray.
The glamour job.
You know, we miss talking with the people because, you know, people would call in on Saturdays with questions about their pets. So hopefully when things get a little bit back to normal and Janine gives us the thumbs up, we'll be back on.
I think that's corporate there. I think Janine, yeah.
I figure she's always my boss.
Because that's why I'm sitting in my living room right now, you know. Nice talking to you, though. Andrea, let's talk a little bit about the 4th of July. I know we do this every year. But, you know, fireworks, and actually, it's not just the 4th, it's the 3rd, it's the 2nd, it's the 1st, it's back into June. I mean, I've been hearing fireworks everywhere. Exactly. I've been fortunate in that I've not had a dog who's really sensitive to it. But if you do, what do you do?
It's really problematic, and most of these dogs that are very sensitive to fireworks also tend to hate thunderstorms and be very fearful of thunderstorms.
Right.
Part of a group of noise aversion, and like you said, this year people are, because there's so many town fireworks have been canceled, some people hear them every day in their neighborhoods, and it's becoming problematic. You know, and some dogs and cats, they're fine with it, but others get so panicked. I think the first thing I would do is talk to your veterinarian about it, because there's mild cases of this fear, moderate to extreme. And some of the extreme cases, I've seen dogs that will go through windows, they'll go through closed doors, if they see the glass, and then they just bolt, they panic. So there's a combination of different treatments that we will use between drug-free situations as well as pharmaceuticals.
If you do give them a pharmaceutical, using your years of training and practice, what do you use? I mean, do you use like a human type, or is there, you know, give them a little Valium, or what do you do?
No, it's very rare these days that we go to the human pharmaceuticals, and I will warn the audience, please absolutely do not use anything of your own medications, and that's why we want to start this experience or start this possibility by speaking with your veterinarian first. But we will use some fluoxetine, trazodone is another drug, but then there's some very specific veterinary drugs that have been developed. One is called Celio. And the other one is called Paxion, and these are both drugs that have recently come on the market in the last couple of years and have been very, very helpful. We will also use dog and cat sedatives just to try to take the edge off and try use the anti-anxiety medications. But there's really, those are the ones that you need a prescription for, or again, the discussion with your veterinarian. But then, Ray, we also have another group of the drug-free aspect where we can try to...
What do you do?
With different things, you know, and nothing, there's nothing that works 100%, but what I would say is that when this does happen, let your dog and cat guide you. Some dogs like to go into the bathtub. Don't force them out of the tub. Let them stay there. My dog is very fearful. He's 10 years old. He's 80 pounds, and he likes to go down in the basement. He wants to be as far away as possible, and he has a crate, and we have it covered so that the sound is somewhat reduced.
Right.
We let him guide us. I think that's one of the good things you can do. Don't force them out. The other thing is that they do have these body wraps. Have you ever seen, like,
for lightning.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they work for some. It didn't work specifically for my dog, Jack. But again, like I said, he's a big dog. But those thunder shirts, those wraps, you know, go along the whole philosophy of you know, swaddling a baby, where if they're tightly wrapped, they feel better and somewhat calmer.
Right, right.
The key to those are not to put it on in the middle of them, of their anxiety. You know, put it on, like, if you see the thunder coming or, you know, it's getting dark, put it on an hour beforehand.
Wow.
So something like that, it's not going to hurt the pet, but it might help. And then the other thing is we have something like sound therapy, where you can play louder music. Some people choose classical, and others like loud music with a regular beat, like, you know, a disco beat.
Oh, God, help us. Help us all. Maybe you can't stand it as the owner, but yeah, go ahead.
to, but those can be really helpful. And then if you're, I think this would be a good year for, if any, because things are lasting with fireworks, because right. it's going on, is you can try to counter condition them. You try to help the behavior by finding a sort of a recording of fireworks, and then you play it on a very, very low volume, okay. and you reward them with a super-duper treat.
Okay.
And you know, just do it for here and there, but do it on a regular basis so that they... The whole idea is to hopefully get used to the sound. That's
right.
what conditioning, and sometimes that can work very well, many times with combinations with pharmaceuticals. So,
Is the Paxion related to Paxil?
Yes, it's unrelated. Yeah.
Oh, it's not unrelated. It is not related.
It's not related, no.
The name sounded familiar, so... You know.
Yeah, no, it's a completely different drug. And some of these, again, they have a sedative effect to them. And then, again, the pharmaceuticals, there's some drugs... The ones that I mentioned are drugs that you can give the same day or within the
okay.
hour, and it can be very helpful. And then the last group I'll mention is something called nutraceuticals. People can find them over the counter. You know,
yeah.
again, there's no FDA approval. Some people think they work, some don't. And again, yeah. as long as they're not harmful, we're all about not doing any harm. It can be, some people feel that it helps.
Okay.
And then the same thing with some pheromones, too. You probably heard of something called
yes.
the Dactyl. So, you know, there's different things that we can try to do. But if I could, I think the main warning... And what we really would like is, because it used to make me extremely upset when I would go to a fireworks display.
Right.
And people drag their pet along.
Don't do that.
Don't. They don't, there's no need for them. They don't like it. Some of them may not want to run off. And the last time I saw that, these people were in a rooftop, one of the parking lots in Hartford, and the dog just, you could see he panicked. They put the dog in the car. But still, it was not a happy place for them. So, you know, don't bring them outside
yeah.
when it starts. And if for some reason you are watching it, you need to try to stay calm, too.
And if it's a spectacular display, the dog doesn't care anyway.
No, yeah. really. They're so much better off. And if you can, it'd be nice to stay home with them. If, you know, again, if you see something in your neighborhood, if you can and they're panicked, stay with them versus going outside, because they need you. Now, you're their leader of the pack.
Well, one thing I've noticed in you know, being quarantined here or whatever I am, you know, is that Lily, I mean, basically they take cues off of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, at 9 o'clock, I know she's going to be by the back door so I can let her out on the deck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you as an owner, well, a companion, whatever you want to call them, and remain calm, I think that can help too.
Tremendously so. And like I said, they look to you because you're their leader. I mean,
right.
that's the way it should be.
It's not always that way, but
no.
yeah.
No, and the same thing with cats, too. We don't want to forget cats.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, well, no, it's the same thing is that we don't tend to pack them up and put them in the car or bring them on a leash to watch the fireworks, but indoors it can be problematic. But yes, and I remember... My mother, it's the same thing with children and parents. My mother
right.
once told me she was horribly afraid of thunder and lightning, but she never let us kids know it. And I've never
wow.
felt any fear. I mean, I'm one that loves to be on the porch when it's happening.
Me too.
You know, so, you know, even though I went in the porch, when I saw my dog, because I was home yesterday, when I saw my dog was really getting nervous, I stayed inside with him. Because he came to the door, looked for me, and then we both went down into the basement.
Oh, that's a sweet thing. But it does. It can affect cats as well.
It can. And, you know, you might think... You don't think that because every dog is not running or going, you know, panicking and circling around the house.
Yeah.
Sometimes the signs can be really subtle,
yeah.
Ray. Sometimes you just see that they're lip smacking. Sometimes they're yawning. Mm. Obviously, the hiding is the main clue there. But not every animal does it go to severe panic. But you know, okay. so you want to take care of it on all those different levels, both
all right,
moderate
if you get-
and extreme.
If you get into trouble, I mean, and, you know, we're not going to know until it happens if it's happened before,
mm-hmm.
but be sure you get a hold of your vet because there may be medications, there may be other treatments as you've run down. I thank you for that. Andrea, I hope you have a great 4th of July.
You too, Ray. Are you feeling lonely? You said you're doing this from home right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
well, Joe and I are both working at home.
Well, you guys make it look very smooth.
We're pros. Yeah, so I'm gonna go bond with my dog here.
Please do that. But again, please call your veterinarian. You've got today. It's gonna be going on all summer long. So don't feel like just because the 4th is over, we don't have to worry about this. We're here to help you.
Andrea, thank you much. I hope you get back on Pet Talk sooner or later.
We will. We definitely will. Thank you very much, Ray.
Good deal. Good to have you on. Andrea Dennis, the host of Pet Talk, and of course, she is in charge at the Bloomfield Animal Shelter, which is right across from Command, in case you're wondering, up at Bloomfield.